With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. White House touting its push to make the United States safe again. Here's correspondent Ken Lorman.
The effort called Summer Heat has netted over 4,700 arrests and more than 1,000 illegal firearms have been taken off the streets. The initiative has also led to the recovery of 270 children, many of whom were victims of human trafficking. The Trump administration's focus on supporting law enforcement and equipping them with the necessary tools is delivering results. Another example, within the last week, the FBI has apprehended one of its top 10 most wanted fugitives, marking the fourth top 10 apprehension since January. Ken Lorman reporting.
In addition, the Make D.C. Safe Again mission resulting in more than 800 arrests. In the meantime, Missouri GOP Senator Eric Schmidt says liberals are failing to help the crime victims.
What's happened with this sort of woke mind virus is it has a misplaced view of who the victims are. You know, like, they talk about social justice, but they're not really interested in talking about individual justice. So when someone's, you know, murdered, and that family, I prosecuted a murder case in the city myself to send a message, or some, you know, there's a sexual assault, there are real victims who deserve to be vindicated through our justice system.
Senator Schmidt making his comments on the Salem Radio Network. Well, liberals already are crying foul, saying it conflicts with the First Amendment rights, but President Trump signing an executive order directing the Justice Department to prosecute those who burn the American flag. Now, of course, the action goes against the 1989 Supreme Court ruling that protects flag burning as political expression. The president says flag burning incites violence and should result in a one-year jail sentence. This is SRN News. Eritrea continues to hold Christians in jail simply for believing in Jesus Christ.
Religious freedom advocates tried to deliver a letter in support of seven imprisoned believers to the Eritrean embassy here in Washington last week, but were rebuffed. A worldwide outcry is building against Eritrea, which has come to be known as the North Korea of Africa, for its savage persecution of Christians. The country currently ranks number 6 on Open Door's annual list of the nations where it is most dangerous for a person to follow Christ. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Attorney General Pam Bondi says the Justice Department sending more than 20 subpoenas to doctors and clinics that provide sex change operations or hormone therapy to kids. The request represents an elevation in the Trump administration's efforts to keep doctors from performing irreversible surgeries on minors for the purpose of living as the opposite sex. This is SRN News. An American soccer star subjected to racial taunts while playing overseas. More on that story from correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh.
Juventus says U.S. midfielder Weston McKennie has been subjected to racist abuse following the team's 2-0 season-opening win over Parma in Serie A play on Sunday. The Turin-based club posted a statement on social media saying McKennie faced discriminatory remarks from individuals in the away section while warming down with teammates on the pitch. Juventus pledged full cooperation with authorities to identify those responsible. Parma has also condemned the incident in a statement released Monday. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
Cracker Barrel not backing down. The company sticking with its new logo, but the chain is also apologizing to fans who were angered when the change was announced. They emphasize the other things that won't change, well, like the outside rocking chairs. More details at srnnews.com.